Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of this, the live Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of features on our website. They're all free. You can join the you can join our site. It doesn't cost you anything. When I say join, I mean you can join us on our website. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you to look at. It's ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors who have sent us their photograph to be included on the Shrine of Female Listeners. The point of the Shrine is to simply show off the fact that we have women listening to the show. Not just any women, but women that are so dedicated to the show that they've sent us a validated picture. And the validated picture means that in the photo, they're proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. You see what I mean by visiting the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
Now, how many women would you say are there?
Dozens.
Dozens.
Dozens and dozens.
Like 50?
I'd say we're close, if not over 50.
Yeah,
I haven't counted in quite a while. But yes, Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. So you get to call in and talk about whatever you want, political issue, personal problem. Coming up, I don't know how much of this we're going to get to. It all depends on who calls in, but we'll talk about how government makes everything worse. And we're going to kind of, I guess, intersperse some corrupt cop stories throughout the hour tonight because there are so many of them. Every week I get sent corrupt cop stories from the good people over at StopTheDrugWar.org just to point out how the war on drugs has totally corrupted our police system. It has made it so individuals who would normally be fine, upstanding police officers have sold out and have joined the dark side, as it is.
Yeah.
And all they're trying to do is just make a little bit of extra money. That's really all they're looking at
doing.
Well,
it's a lot of money. It's a lot of extra money, right. And that's what the lure is. It's
right.
The money.
And so we'll talk more about the war on drugs here in a little bit, but just give you some examples here. From Baltimore City Grand Jury indicted Gemini Jones, 28, Brian Schaefer, and Stephen Hatley over a January incident where a woman was arrested but released and given marijuana after agreeing to have sex with Jones as Hatley and Schaefer stood by. The latter pair are being charged for not stopping the assault. The incident led to a search of the Flex Squad's quarters at the station house where investigators found stolen property, drugs, and unregistered weapons. There's more to come on this case. In Nashville,
happens in vice squads all over America.
Hotshot veteran Vice Officer Clark Williams III was indicted last month on federal charges of handcuffing a suspected drug dealer and just stealing more than a pound of cocaine at gunpoint.
Oof.
Nashville Tennessean reported, according to the indictment, Williams did unlawfully draw his Metro Nashville Police Department service weapon and handcuff an individual involved in cocaine trafficking in furtherance of a plan to rob over 500 grams of cocaine from said individual. Now, this particular cop, Mr. Williams, was a well-respected narcotics officer who got a letter of condemnation from then FBI...
Condemnation would be the
thank
opposite.
Thank you, yes. Commendation from then FBI Director Thomas Picard in 2001 for his role in busting members of the Mexican Arellano Felix drug trafficking organization. Now the shoe is on the other foot. We'll share some more corrupt cop stories with you as we go on here. But this I just stumbled across from our friends over at Hammer of Truth during the news break. And it's really, really sick. Reported on the front page of Wednesday's Wall Street Journal that despite doctor pleas and two fatalities, Northfield Laboratories Incorporated has been given the okay by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to continue clinical trials of a blood substitute called Polyheme. What's worse is the manner in which the FDA is allowing it. I mean, clinical trials, that's fine. You should be able to try your new medications,
sure,
or new technologies. Quote, from the Wall Street Journal, the FDA is allowing Northfield to test its blood substitute without the consent of the trauma patients, who are often unconscious at the time that the tests are being run.
Well, it would be hard to give your consent if you're unconscious, but I don't think you should be given some experimental drug while you're unconscious, just simply because you're unconscious and can't give your consent. Like, just assuming that it's a yes, that doesn't seem very fair.
This violates at least 3 of the 10 principles of the Nuremberg Code's permissible medical experiments. Principle number 1 of those 10 principles is the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. If you're going to run tests on somebody, you need to let them know in advance. You need to ask their permission. They violated that one. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is a priori reason to believe that the death or disabling injury will occur, except perhaps in those experiments where the experimental physicians also serve as subjects. And finally, number nine, during the course of the experiment, the human subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end if he has reached the physical or mental state where continuation of the experiment seems to him to be impossible. The number one principle is self-explanatory, and is the basis at which the studies are not in compliance with number nine. How can someone be at liberty to end an experiment if he's not even made aware that the experiment is going on?
Excellent question.
In addition to two fatalities several years ago, 8 of 81 patients who received the fake blood suffered a heart attack within 7 days. Northfield, to this day, has never publicly disclosed these results and fails to mention them in newly printed materials.
Now, I'd like to, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we advocate the just completely doing away with the FCC. It's an
FDA.
FDA, I'm sorry, did I say FCC? Excuse me.
We advocate getting rid of both
too.
Of them.
Any of these alphabet soup unconstitutional agencies. But in this case, the FDA. Now, somebody who would say, for instance,
but they protect us.
We can't get rid of the FDA because they protect us. What, they'd be doing experiments on us without our consent without the FDA. Well, surprise, they're doing it anyway. Now, the world isn't perfect, and the world won't be perfect without the FDA. But it's far from perfect with the FDA. And, in the process, we can't get drugs that they can get in other countries. Somehow, other countries manage to make it without some licensing body that says which drugs they can take and which ones they can't.
Well, they have their own. I mean, I'm sure they have their own.
They don't have one in Mexico.
Some countries do, some countries don't.
That's correct.
And they have different priorities. They have different lengths of time. For instance, here in America, it takes, I believe, a minimum of 10 years before a drug can actually hit the market. You have to go through...
I think you can fast-track it, but it costs millions and millions of dollars. Which
probably
means
billions
only,
of
only
dollars.
Only the largest drug companies can have their stuff fast-tracked.
Right, so if you, Manwich, you and your buddies, your five scientist friends, manage to find a cure for AIDS, for instance, by experimenting in your back room, which is unusual.
I wouldn't do it because I believe it's God's judgment on them.
Huh?
No. Go ahead. Use cancer.
I see what you're saying.
It's not as
cancer.
Inflammatory.
Okay. So you managed to find a cure for cancer. You actually will never get to bring that to market unless you can manage to pimp it out to some big drug company
right.
And sell off your idea to them. Because you can't market anything, you can't try anything, you can't do clinical trials without the FDA's approval. And to get the FDA's approval, you're looking at billions of dollars, not just millions of
right.
dollars, billions of dollars in costs, years and years of testing. Paperwork
because that
your
makes
wildest
us safer,
imagination.
Right? No, it what it does is it puts a lot of money in the FDA's pocket.
Not only does it put money in the FDA's pocket, but it also puts people to death. It's a death sentence for certain people. For instance, I don't have the actual drug name in front of me, but there was a heart attack medication that was being looked at a few years back, and I think it might have finally been approved by the FDA after 10 years of trials and 10 years of bureaucratic red tape. Well, who died in those 10 years from a heart attack?
Sure.
Who died?
Somebody who would have taken them if it was available.
Somebody who, you know, would have been willing to take the risk. See, when you're sick, when you have some sort of terminal illness or you have some sort of problem that, you know, hurts you on a daily basis, you might be willing to try almost anything. It won't matter to you how experimental the medication is. If you've tried everything else that's on the market and it's all failed, of course you're going to try the experimental medication. You'll sign whatever waivers are necessary to get that drug in your body. But if the FDA says, it's only been 9 years. We need another year of testing and another $5 billion before we can let this out onto the market, that means you're probably going to die, or your chances are going to be much higher of dying. So hundreds of thousands of people died as a result of the FDA delaying this medication's accessibility in the marketplace.
Thanks for the safety you've given us, FDA.
800-259-9231. Did we mention the drug prices? People are trying to import drugs from Canada because they're cheaper there. Well, the reason why they're so expensive here, one of the reasons why, is because of the FDA. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go grab them up online for free at freetalklive.com. They're right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just get them for free. freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-5 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Talking about the useless, worthless FDA, Food and Drug Administration. Everybody believes that they're here to protect us. Everybody believes that if it weren't for the FDA, we'd all be dying because the aspirin would be too... Wait a minute. If the FDA were around when aspirin were created, aspirin would never have made it to the marketplace. Believe it? Do you believe it?
It's the truth.
It is absolutely the truth.
Too many side effects.
Aspirin, one of the widest distributed drugs on the market. One of the everybody makes aspirin. Go down to your corner store. There's 15 different brands of it. It was grandfathered in when the FDA came about. Everything that was one of the things that was already on the market, they decided to allow it in. If it was presented to the FDA today, you go down and buy a bottle of aspirin for 99 cents.
Yeah.
More aspirin than you could take in an entire year.
How many drugs are that cheap?
How many indeed? And we were talking about this before the break. The reason why drugs are so expensive in this country is, number one, the FDA. That's it. It's the bureaucracy. It's the red tape. You wonder why it costs so much money to get drugs in America? Blame the government. It's not because the pharmaceutical companies are greedy and they're jacking up their prices.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies are greedy, it's just like everybody else is. But the marketplace brings the prices back down. I mean, aspirin is an excellent, excellent example of how the marketplace can work. There is no intellectual property on aspirin. Because it's been around so long, there's no patent on it. You can have anybody can make aspirin.
That's
if
right.
You want to make aspirin, you can do it.
Yes.
And, of course, you have to get some store to carry it, and I'm sure that store is going to require a certain amount of test data and that kind of thing.
And that's where I wanted to go next, Manwich, because here we are, Free Talk Live, you radicals, you're talking about abolishing the FDA. You're dangerous. Well, what we're not just talking about getting rid of the FDA. We're talking about replacing the FDA with voluntary alternatives. Whenever Free Talk Live advocates getting rid of a government organization, there's usually some sort of voluntary alternative that would work much better. Is it that we don't want any sort of consumer protection? No, we want to make sure that the drugs we take are safe. We want to make sure that the options that we have for our health care are safe and standardized and understood and overseen by somebody. The difference between what we want and what the FDA wants is we want competitive checks on industry.
Mm-hmm.
We want voluntary compliance. What does that mean? Well, look at Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports does reports on everything from cars to medicines to television sets.
Everything.
Okay. They're a great example of a voluntary consumer reporting organization. There's no government as I understand it, they're completely privately funded. I could be wrong, but well, that's as I understand it.
I would imagine they are. People want that information.
Right. And if the FDA wasn't around, people would still be wanting that information. And so different groups would be springing up all over the place. If tomorrow our dreams could come true and the FDA would just destroy itself tomorrow, by the next day, you would have 5, 6, 20 different organizations around the country springing up to provide the same services on a voluntary basis, to provide checking, to provide verification, to provide a set of rules for the companies to operate under as they're doing their tests. And the best part about that is they get to compete with one another. Instead of it being this monopolistic group, the FDA, who so many people hold up as being this wonderful group that's dedicated to the health of mankind. Well, if they're that dedicated to the health of mankind, why don't they open themselves up to a little competition? Why is it that they get to be the only group out there that gets to certify and approve and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, what if the FDA was a voluntary organization where drugs could be introduced to the marketplace, but only the FDA could give the FDA stamp?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't have the FDA stamp, there are probably some people out there that wouldn't take your drug.
Exactly.
Especially if there was no stamp at all. You know, you're just some... drug out there.
Yeah, Manwich's drug. You know?
Right.
No stamps. No one's ever heard of it. You're taking a risk buying it. But that's what life's all about. It's about taking risk. And when you're a terminally ill patient, when you're somebody who's hurting on a daily basis, you might be willing to take Manwich's drug just to see what happens. And in the FDA's world, your drug wouldn't be allowed to make it to market because they're in charge and they're the gatekeepers.
Another way that the FDA hurts people is that the... currently with there's supplements out there. Now, you can believe that supplements work or not or don't work. I personally believe that they work.
Okay.
And it's America. I get to believe what I want. Like, I might be nuts,
yeah,
but it's okay. I get to believe whatever I want. And I might believe that sawgrass pills shrink prostates and make prostate cancer go away. I could be right. I could be wrong. But the manufacturers of the sawgrass, palmetto sawgrass pills, can't say, will reduce prostate cancer. They can't say that, so people don't know. Is all they can say on the front is, this is sawgrass root. So you have to go researching on the Internet, how could I cure my prostate cancer?
Right.
And then someone on the Internet will tell you, but what if you don't have the Internet? See, this is one of the ways. The FDA says you can't make any claims.
Mm.
So,
unless you're of the approved group of companies that the FDA likes.
Sure.
And that, of course, closes out anybody who's a small market company, a small group of researchers. They can't get access to the FDA. They can't get access to approval for experimental medications. And it's really sick. We're hurting ourselves with the FDA. We're hurting our sick. We're hurting the people that we care about, our friends and our family members that just want to have access to as many options as possible. The FDA restricts the access to as many options as possible and says, whoa, you can't be allowed to make decisions for yourself. You're just a little peon.
Right.
What do you know, citizen? Up, sit down. Wait a minute. You're telling us you're sick, are you? Telling us you want to try some experimental medication. What? You don't trust our expertise? You don't trust the FDA? We are the best doctors in the world. Look, we have badges. I mean, come on.
Now, you can sue cigarette companies for getting cancer, and everybody knows cigarettes give you cancer. They're only doing what they're supposed to do. But, I mean, they imagine that somehow companies will be putting rat poison in and calling it medicine, and you couldn't sue them out of existence. Who would want to put themselves up for this kind of... I mean, who would do that? Who would try to hurt people? Who would put themselves...
Nobody who wants to continue doing business.
No, nobody who wants to, provide it to their customers, because... Rite Aid or CVS, they don't make drugs.
Yes, good point.
They just buy them from people, so they have to make sure that their manufacturers are good ones.
That's another great point. The distributors of the medications are, in my opinion, as liable for a overdose or as liable for an impure medication or something like that as the manufacturer of the medication. Because it's on their shelves, they're giving their tacit approval to that product. And so that's why there are actually a number of procedures that companies that want to distribute their products through these distributors have to go through. You don't just get your product on Walmart's shelf by going over and handing it to them. Walmart wants to see that this product is legitimate. You know, CVS wants to see that there's something backing this company. The company's been around for a while. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have our wiki. It's our newest feature on our website, WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com. Everything on the wiki has been completely created by the listeners. We really have been totally hands-off, and it's amazing what has come about as a result of the wiki. It's only been online for 3 weeks now, almost 4 weeks now, and it's free, just like everything else is, at freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so I would like to hear from somebody tonight who is for the FDA, who believes that the FDA is the most efficient way to approve medication.
Or even close.
Yeah. I want to hear from an FDA fanatic tonight.
I don't think they exist.
I don't...
Unless they work for the FDA.
Unless you work for the FDA, right. You might exist. If you're out there, we want to give you some airtime. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything you want as well. We're going to talk about how government makes everything worse. Also, share a couple more corrupt cop stories with you here. Dyersburg, Tennessee. Prison guard at the Northeast Correctional Center in Tiptonville was arrested February 16th and charged with possession of crack cocaine with intent to sell. Corrections Officer Santresa Cole was charged along with three others in an investigation involving 20 undercover officers in what local police called the largest drug bust in city history. Agents made a buy of 18 ounces of crack, valued at $14,000. They seized drugs, a pistol, several cars, and $1,000 in cash. And believe it or not, she was actually fired from her job. It's unusual for government bureaucrats to be fired, but in that case, she was. In San Antonio, a 10-year veteran of the SAPD was arrested February 17th on marijuana possession charges after raiding the home that he shared with his girlfriend, after the cops raided the home that he shared with his girlfriend. His girlfriend apparently was pulled over in a traffic stop. Police found drugs. She then consented to a search of their home, and in the home, they found marijuana, methamphetamine, cocaine, prescription drugs, and much of it was packaged for resale in small baggies. 10-year veteran of the squad.
And she thought it was a good idea to let them search her home?
She was probably high on meth at the time. I have no idea, man. Anyway, so there's a couple more corrupt cop stories for you. Let's go to lourockwell.com. Brad Edmonds. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. For every government action, however, there is necessarily an opposite and unintended reaction. Though sometimes it can be much more than equal. The war on terrorism, for instance. It's obvious to all but the most blindly neoconservative Bush fans that terrorists reliably direct their efforts at occupying governments, that terrorists never seem to aim their weapons at governments that don't violently interpose themselves in the Middle East. We made that point earlier tonight with Susan when she called in. You asked her about Benjamin Franklin's famous quote about those who will sacrifice their liberty for temporary security deserve neither and will get and deserve neither. And she sloughed it off. She says, "Well, welcome to Al Qaeda," is what she said to that. And in regards to that particular response, the terrorists aren't bothering Switzerland. Have there been any explosions in Switzerland?
No?
No. Has there been any, you know, mass murderings, any sort of terrorist activity there? Not that I know of. Now, why do you think that is? Maybe it's because Switzerland doesn't get involved in other people's business. In fact, they've had a policy of neutrality for longer than we've been alive together, man, which Switzerland has been a neutral country for a long time. Back in World War II, Hitler's people referred to Switzerland as the little porcupine.
Of course, they made big loans to Nazi Germany in World War II that, you know, made lots of money off of World War II.
Well, being neutral just means neutral on a troops basis, on a war basis. I don't think it means you can't get involved on the money basis. But they wanted to go through, and they wanted to go get people that were in Switzerland. They wanted to go into that country. But his advisors said, whoa, you don't want to do that because Switzerland has a populace that's armed, and they know how to use their arms. But yet they will not go outside of their borders and use their arms on others. That's the difference between them and us in the United States today. And it was supposed to be that way in this country. That's how we were founded. George Washington, the founding fathers, you know, to paraphrase some of their quotes, products should cross borders, not armies. We should have no entangling alliances. We should trade instead. We did not heed our founding fathers' words, and we become a police state for the entire world. And now we're reaping the consequences of it. So he goes on, and even terrorists stop terrorizing when the intervention stops. As one example, there hasn't been a suicide bombing in Beirut, the motherland of suicide bombings, since the foreign occupiers left. And it's obvious by now to all but the Bush administration itself and a few diehard Bush worshippers that our war on terror has only created more terrorists and more dedicated ones. In fact, you can look at the hard numbers if you want to. The amount of terrorism, the instances of terrorism worldwide has skyrocketed since we invaded Iraq. It's going up. Force begets force and violence begets violence. Why don't people understand this?
You know, if you were going to create a terrorist in your little lab at home, I would think that one of the best ways to create a terrorist is to blow up his dad. You know,
rape his mom.
Well, I don't think that there's any U.S. troops raping anyone in Iraq.
You don't think, but you don't know.
There's lots of males getting locked up, and there's lots of males dying, and there's certainly people dying. You know, there's certainly women that have died in the war. And I'd kill most of his family, you know, and then talk about liberty and freedom.
Yeah, how do you feel now, buddy? We freed you. Your dad's dead. So there's one example of how the government attempts to do one thing, save the world from terrorism, but in fact, it creates the opposite of its intentions. Here's another example, the war on pollution. The EPA was created by Richard Nixon to help his heavy industry cronies preserve their personal wealth and the market share of their firms. If private property owners were allowed to sue directly those faraway polluters who soil their private property, there would be far less pollution. While affected property owners would be compensated contractually by the polluters. As things stand, due to EPA involvement in the pollution business, coal-fired power plants are allowed to emit far too many pollutants. And as the EPA guidelines serve to protect polluters from lawsuits, as new pollution control technologies are slow to be assimilated, if they're assimilated at all, the use of government zoning and other restrictions at the local level, thanks to the urging of green alarmists with the help of their lapdog media, have resulted in our retaining coal-fired, high-polluting energy plants and consistent rejection of near-zero-emissions nuclear plants. There's definitely far more pollution in the air and water than we would have in the absence of the EPA. I mean, think about all of the environmental activists out there. And I like the environment. I want clear water to drink. I want clean air to breathe. I want to have a nice environment. I want trees. I like trees, too. I like the environment. I want to live in a nice environment. But I don't trust the government to take care of the environment for me.
Mm.
And I certainly wouldn't trust an agency that Richard Nixon created. All of the environmentalists worship at the altar of the EPA. This is just another government bureaucracy, man. It's just another set of government bureaucrats creating rules that protect the industry heavyweights. Believe it or not, the more regulations you call for, the happier the old-school industry people are, because they have the lawyers, they have the money to comply with the new regulations, and the little guys, they get flushed out. The little guys in business, they can't comply. New regulations require them to build new stuff. They can't do it. So they go out of business. And as a result, the old school entrenched people, they go on for longer and longer and get away with more and more. It's amazing stuff. More about how government ruins everything it touches coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR number 1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You want to keep up to date with what's going on with the show? Well, sign up for our updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free. Updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about how the government just makes everything worse. It's like the reverse Midas touch. Instead of everything it touches turning to gold, everything the government touches turns to dust and terribleness.
Crap.
Yeah, and it always has unintended consequences. At best, it will just simply fail at what it attempts to do, but typically, it goes far beyond failure.
I don't think it necessarily... No, I'd say at best, it'll lounge in mediocrity, wallow in mediocrity. I mean, you know...
It will never achieve its goals, and therefore... Every government...
The post office delivers the mail. They don't deliver it very well. They don't deliver it as fast as FedEx would deliver it, and they don't deliver it as cheaply as UPS would deliver it, but they deliver the mail. Now, I think that mediocrity is the best thing that you can expect from the government.
Fair enough. Let's continue, though, with some examples of how it is the government just makes things worse. The war on drugs, one of our favorite issues here on Free Talk Live. This is from LouRockwell.com. Government got into the drug business beginning in the 1930s with the popularization of marijuana scares to prevent certain social ills, long-term addiction, and its behavioral and health problems, and immediate intoxication with its behavioral and health problems. Nice goals, nice ideas. Well, since government got into the business, these problems have only worsened. In the 1890s, you could get whatever drugs you wanted from your local pharmacist. Parents would send their children, for instance, to the druggist for tobacco, alcohol, and even cocaine. Few people ever consumed pure cocaine back then, preferring it considerably weakened, such as in a carbonated beverage. Remember Coca-Cola? But with the war on drugs, traffickers won't take the risk of being arrested or killed for anything less than lots of money. Hence, the only cocaine that gets into the U.S. now is the pure stuff. Much more retail value for the risk, but also much more highly addictive, with much more damaging short- and long-term effects. The same goes for all other controlled substances that people might want to use in therapy or enjoy recreationally. Because of government involvement, we can't buy for ourselves safe concentrations of many therapeutic, healing, or simply enjoyable drugs. So because of government's attempt to stop drug use, we have worse problems with addiction, intoxication, behavior, and health than we would have in a free society. But that's not the end of it. Along with the war on drugs, we have gang violence, from the mountains of South America to your home neighborhood, just as we did in the 1920s with alcohol prohibition. Additionally, our prisons are packed. We have more people in prison than any other so-called developed nation, with nonviolent people who only wanted
any nation.
With nonviolent people who only wanted to have a good time in their own homes, just as we did with alcohol prohibition. And you know, it's so amazing, Manwich, that some people, they just can't seem to draw the parallels. They just can't seem to understand that, hey, this is a prohibition too. And all of the same things that applied to alcohol prohibition apply today. For instance, just as with alcohol prohibition, if drugs were decriminalized, the violence would go away. Despite what the DEA claims. The DEA claims that it's all the the DEA claims it's the drugs that make people violent. Which tells me that either they're lying or they've never met a drug user before.
Well, certainly not marijuana. I would say that marijuana it doesn't
any
make any
drug user.
I'm just saying that they think about alcohol versus marijuana. I mean, alcohol is much more likely to make someone violent than marijuana.
That's true. We're talking about illegal drugs.
And I would say that people would think about PCP when you give that example. And
PCP.
Every once in a while you hear about somebody in a parking lot of McDonald's throwing crap around and getting stunned by the cops because they've taken PCP, which I don't know where they find
that. The last time I heard about that was when you referenced it, man, which I don't know where you found that either, because you don't hear about PCP anymore. But nonetheless, okay, PCP is dangerous. But cocaine.
Well, it's all dangerous.
Acid. Methamphetamine, most of these people that take these drugs, they just want to get high in their own homes, and they want people to leave them be. And they don't hurt other people. I know, because I've met plenty of them. Anyway, just as with alcohol prohibition, the violence would go away, as would the drag on our economy created by the enormous prison system, as would the problems that we have with impure and overly pure drugs on the market. There's no way around it. Whenever you begin with centralized, unaccountable violence, which is what the government does, and then continue with such violence, all in the service of controlling the behavior of people who are naturally happiest and most peaceful only when they are free, you will never succeed. It doesn't matter how much money you pour into the program. It doesn't matter how many more cops you hire, how big the budgets get, how much more enforcement happens, how the mandatory minimums are increased. It doesn't matter. People are punished with death for selling marijuana in some countries overseas, but that doesn't stop them from bringing it in. It just makes it more profitable because it makes it more risky. Increase the risk level, increase the reward for the drug dealers. That's all. It's simple. Forcible government will fail in everything it does. It always has and it always will. Government cannot provide security. It cannot eradicate poverty or disease. It cannot make people happy or wealthy. It can only destroy wealth, institutions, and beneficial customs, and can do these things only by continually restricting our freedoms. Everything it does will have the opposite of the intended effect. These are not coincidental observations or descriptions of general tendencies. The government will fail, and it will do harm. Its logical necessity based on the nature of mankind, which is itself logical and based on instinctual animal self-preservation. This will never change. What needs to change is everyone's inculcated belief that government is either necessary or good. And people continue to believe that if it's just my team that was in charge, if we just got my people into government, then everything would be fine. It's those other guys that are ruining it. No, that's not it. The problem is with government. The problem is with coercive force. 800-259-9231. You think you can make government work? It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain on this, the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you want to get your call in, now would be the time. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. And visit all the stuff that we have there. It's all free. The bulletin board system, archives, wiki, the updates, and more. All on the house at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you want to spread the message of liberty and freedom around the world, well, we want you to join the AMP program. We want you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We've got almost 200 now. Almost 200 Free Talk Live amplifiers.
A lot of people.
For as little as $3 a month, it's totally voluntary. Unlike the government, which is coercive and forceful, we are a voluntary organization, and so if you want to choose to support us, by all means, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, like advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com, and you can learn about the perks. You know, amplifiers, for instance, get access to classic archives from way, way, way back, from the very first season of Free Talk Live. You also get access to the amplifier-only call-in line, as well as some more things, plus the final goal of the AMP program. When we reach our goal, we will cut back on commercial time by 25%. So everybody's going to benefit from that. I mean, listeners, radio stations, everybody benefits from less commercials. Amp.freetalklive.com. So from LewRockwell.com, Brad Edmonds is writing about how hopefully he hopes that people figure it out eventually, that government is either necessary or good. He says, am I proposing that the absence of forcible government would result in a utopia? Of course not. Diseases, accidents, and evil people will always be among us. But forcible government, aside from being unjust, is the single largest impediment to human progress in dealing with the inevitable challenges of life. Sooner or later, humanity will come to this realization. I hope it's soon, and that it's peaceful. Because, yeah, government is force. In case you never figured it out, every governmental law, every governmental edict, every diktat is backed up by the point of a gun.
Yeah, it's not us working together. It's not anything like that. It's just force. Forcing people to do things you want them to do. Now, it's good to force people to do some things, like force them not to murder people, and if they do murder people, you use force on them.
You don't force somebody not to murder people.
Well, you can use force on them if they do.
Okay, yes.
So you can use, that's a use of force regarding murder.
Retaliatory force. There's no prior use of force there.
Well, you can't force people not to use drugs either, but they're trying.
I understand that.
They're trying to force people not to murder people, which is good.
Okay. So we need to help people come to this realization that government is not the answer. And it doesn't matter if it's your team that's playing ball or the other team that's playing ball. They are all using the government to try to get their way, and it's failing time and time again. I don't care if it's the Republicans, the Democrats, the Greens, or the Libertarians. Government doesn't work at anything it tries.
Well, I would like to say, make a point on the red team or blue team difference. If you support the blue team and, you want to see the EPA, for instance, save the environment. Well, look, we gave Clinton the power over the EPA, and the blue team was winning there, right? And then when the red team won, look what happened to the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you see the problem of giving the fact is, the other team is going to come into power at some point or another.
The problem is the power.
So when you give your team the power, you're giving the other team power, too.
Yeah. You don't really want that, do you? In which case, you should reconsider giving anybody power.
Well, keep the government as small as you possibly can.
Absolutely. And make things as voluntary as possible. Hey, have a great rest of your weekend. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we will see you again Monday night, same place, same time, online, of course, as well at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What caused...